Well, one of our all-time favorite guests is back, Joseph Jacobs. Joseph has been with me since my Nighthawk days in St. Louis, and he'll be with us in just a moment. The next hour, we'll do readings with Joseph. He's one of the best. We'll be talking to him about some of the things he predicted about the early start of 2018, and then we'll look at what he sees ahead in the months to come. Fast year, Joseph Jacobs next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Joseph Jacobs, internationally known psychic. He has counseled more than 15,000 people since 1982. I think that number might even be double by now. Joseph was a pre-production consultant on The Other Side that was on NBC. He has hosted his own local shows, and he has been heard on by more than 900-plus radio stations. He's on 620 right now tonight. And here he is back on Coast to Coast, Mr. Joseph Jacobs. Hello there, Mr. Jacobs.
Good morning. What's with the Mr., Mr.?
I'm looking forward to this. How are you?
I am, too. This has been a much better year. I went through the worst year last year.
Even psychics go through bad years, don't they?
Oh, it was awful.
Did you see it coming?
I saw it coming.
You did?
Yeah, everything that happened. And but this year is great. And I want to thank you and Tom again for having me on Beyond Belief. It's been about 2.5 years. In the first year, I may have gotten one or two calls or three. But in the last year, a year and a half after the show, I've been getting calls every week.
It still runs because people go back into the archives.
Right.
And they watch the show. So it's going to live forever.
It's been incredible. And I want to thank you and Tom for that. Tom really pushed me. I hate to travel, and he really...
Well, you had a sick cat that day, if I remember, didn't you?
I may have. I don't... I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. And, Joseph, you and I go back so far. I mean, back to 1996, 97, back in my St. Louis days.
Well, even before that, you hosted a news show,
mm-hmm.
and you called me out of nowhere, and we've been friends ever since, even before the St. Louis show.
Gosh, did we put you to work? Oh my gosh! Which we'll probably do tonight too. But
yeah, I'm a little slower now. I like to take my time with clients.
For the many new listeners that we have, and they keep coming in all the time. Tell folks a little bit about your psychic ability, how this started. Tell us that incredible beach story that you saw the guy with the ferret on his shoulder. And go ahead.
No, it wasn't a ferret on his shoulder. My mother was psychic. And so I grew up believing that that is normal. And nothing much happened until until the 80s, when I started to have all sorts of psychic experiences. I was going through a spiritual rebirth. I started seeing things. And then one day I was walking on the Venice Beach, and this crazy lady, asked me over to see this guy, long gray beard, long gray hair, looked like a comic book guru. And he said, "What's your birthday?" And I said, "January 12th.
Well, he did have a ferret, though, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Where do I keep getting this?
I don't know.
He must have been a dream.
Anyway, he started telling me stuff that which was amazing, and kind of taught me a card system. Which gave me a focus, and so I have a structure for my intuition, in other words. And about 2 years later, I decided at a New Year's Eve party, this is what I want to do professionally, and within weeks I was on radio, I was working psychic fairs, and all sorts of things happened to me. So it was a big, major change in my life.
Well, I call you the intuitive psychic, and you're like a counselor, too. And I'm going to tell a little story. Years ago, my friend in St. Louis was having some marital issues, and he was just questioning himself. And I put Joseph in touch with him. And Joseph gave him some very poignant advice. And, you know, here we are 20-some, 30-some years later. They're still married, and they're going strong. And you'll remember that case, Joseph.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. By the way, in all these years, you've never asked me for a reading.
Nope.
And I just want to tell you that you have an incredible year coming up. Since your birthday.
Well, great. We'll do that off mic one day.
Well, let me continue. You're in a year where I know how you like to work. So roll up your sleeves. There's an awful lot of work ahead for you.
Good.
Handle your contracts carefully.
I just got an extension a few days ago.
Yeah.
To the end of 2022 now.
Yeah. And you're in a good time for all sorts of group meetings, corporate meetings. And the only negative that I see, the only thing that you need to watch out for is July 26th or September 15th. You may hear of a woman who is not well. Okay?
Okay.
Also, make sure your taxes are taken care of sometime between July 26th and September 15th.
Always. I got CPAs doing that stuff.
Okay, good. Then, between September 16th and November 6th, you are in an excellent time. I know you like to go out into the public. You're in a wonderful time to go to public meetings, conventions, all sorts of things. Very popular, great for publicity, promotion, involved with many people. Then, between November 7th and December 28th, you could have access to a particular corporation, meetings with a particular corporation. And then there's sort of all sorts of new opportunities opening up for you. You're in a wonderful year.
Perfect.
For travel, for group activities, all of that.
I'm going to hold you to these things. You know that.
But, you know, look at everything that happens to you as part of your spiritual enlightenment this year. So even when things go a little awry or work very well, see what tunes into you.
Okay.
Okay.
Why does this year seem like it's going faster than even last year? And I thought last year was a record speed year, Joseph.
Yeah, here we are in the middle of the year.
We're going into July next week. I mean, my gosh.
It's a fast year. And I also mentioned that there are going to be a lot of issues relating to the sexes, the differences between men and women, and the struggle between men and women in my January show. And then on my website, the Daily Psychic Views, you know, I tell people things to do, things to watch out for, and I always say something about the market.
And your website's still the number 800, right?
800cself.com.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, I'll say something about the marketplace. The marketplace is volatile. The marketplace is adjusting. The marketplace is worried. The marketplace is fearful. And what I did for the January 1st show is I looked at the stock market for the first time ever. And you have people better than I who make predictions on finances, you know.
And they're not psychics, though.
Right. So I said on in the air that January 29th through March 12th, you're going to have a very volatile market. And that week, the Dow went down 500 points. And it has been almost like an echo going up and down, up and down. And when I woke up this morning, I looked at the stock market, and because I'm on the West Coast, it's on the East Coast, so it was already working. And it was, over 100 up. By the time it closed, it was 100 down. Now, that is pretty much going to continue. I'm seeing some fear in the marketplace.
Do you see North Korea at all?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Between July 8th and August 29th, there's a heavy disappointment in the market. It's almost like fears of recession.
Oh, boy.
And it's a difficult time. Now, I'm not telling people to get out or get in. Usually the best thing is to stay with it. Then there's a little bit of a pickup between August 29th and October 19th. Especially in tech and construction. But then comes October 20th through December 10th, where I see a legal issue weighing heavily on the market.
On the market?
Yeah, on the market. So whether it's a legal issue relating to the president or a legal issue somewhere within the market that's causing a lot of doubt and worry.
Or maybe a big company gets hit with some lawsuit or something?
Right, something of that nature. Then I started looking at North Korea, for instance. And North Korea is having some heavy times, losses, weather, death between October 4 and November 25th.
That's not good.
No. And then Israel between October 17th and December 7th. So whatever I looked at, the United States between October 17th and December 6th, there's an uncertainty about the election, I guess. People are worried. People are uncertain. December has heavy weather in the United States, and there may be a health or a flu problem also. But what I'm seeing is not just one October surprise, but a number of them. In the stock market, in North Korea, Israel's got legal issues weighing heavily on it between October 17th and December 7th. So I'm seeing as October, November, December is a particularly heavy time for the whole planet.
Well, there was
every area that I looked at. Plus, Mercury goes retrograde. Now, I'm not an astrologer. It's the only thing I ever keep an eye on. I keep an eye on the moon,
right,
too.
And what does that mean, Mercury goes retrograde?
Mercury goes retrograde. We've got a full moon today, tomorrow. And so there could be an earthquake. But between July 25th and August 19th, Mercury goes retrograde. That's not a good time to initiate new projects, new business. Electronics can break down, cars can break down. And it seems to be during that cycle of disappointment in the recession. The U.S. is going through a difficult time, but it'll be okay. But I do see a Russian tech attack between October 21st and December 2nd. So October, there are all sorts of surprises. Get ready for that.
Besides Halloween, right?
Besides Halloween and the election and the uncertainty about the election.
One of the big stories we had today, Joseph, was that satellite pictures and imagery continues to show North Korea building their facilities, their nuke facilities. They haven't stopped yet.
I'm
that's
concerned.
Not good.
I'm concerned. He is cash poor, and I think he just got some money from China. But he's the kind of guy who would sell a nuke to a terrorist group.
Sure. I mean, do you think he was buffaloing the president when they met and told him, yeah, we're going to denuke and we're going to do this and that? And,
oh, sure.
And nothing's happening.
Oh, sure.
Gosh, that could backfire on us.
Yeah, but I got a lot of calls from people who worried about the West Coast getting bombed or Ohio getting bombed, and I told them that's not going to happen. But yeah, North Korea is definitely a place to keep an eye on.
Do you see that as the big focal point for us, or are you concerned about everything?
I'm concerned about the economy.
You are.
Yeah, I am. There may be a bit of a recession, and I'm even hearing a little bit of talk from experts.
And this would start this year or trickle into next year? How long would it last?
This year.
If it rebounds, then it would be probably okay for a seated president. If it doesn't, this president could have some issues.
Yes, he could.
With his next election.
Yes, he could.
Have you taken a look at what Mueller's doing and his investigation? I mean, psychically, is anything going on there?
No, he's keeping everything. I did look at Mueller. He's holding things very quiet, but we could see something in the next 2-3 months.
What about in the following year, the year after, Joseph? Do you see anything out that far?
I don't like to go out that far.
No, you're really, you know, more of a within a year type
guy. I like to take a look at a year at a time, yeah, because things can change. But October looks like it's full of surprises.
Good and bad?
Mostly bad.
Oh, gosh.
And that could affect the election also, you know, so there's a lot going on. Plus, Melania, it looks like she wants a divorce. I don't know if she'll get one.
You feel that?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, now a lot of people are going to accuse you of being a liberal leftist because
well,
of
no,
that.
Well, no, September 29th through November 19th, she's thinking about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is based on your psychic inclination here?
Yeah.
Huh. And there's a window. After the window, if she hasn't done anything, what happens?
Well, she may be traveling a lot during that time also.
And explain, Joseph, these windows that you talk about. You do give certain dates, like, mm-hmm. you know, January 8th to March 4th. Outside of the windows, what does that mean?
What do you mean outside of
the windows? Well, you give a certain date that you think something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of those dates, could it still happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those are all year influences.
So the windows that you give, the dates, you think it's going to happen during this period, but it still could happen outside of those dates.
It could still happen a little bit before and a little bit after, yes. But those are things that are going to affect whatever I talked about, whether it's the stock market or Korea or Israel or the U.S., that's where we're at.
When people call for advice, same thing so far, economy, their income, their jobs, their relationships, things like that?
Generally, there are three reasons people ask for a reading, and I call it the three C's. Curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who listen to Coast or go to Beyond Belief are interested in spiritual matters. And the other one is a second opinion, you know, kind of a check. And the other one is crisis. And when people are in crisis, that's not an ideal time to see a psychic. It's better to see a doctor, a psychiatrist, a lawyer, you know. And I'll tell them that, but usually it's about work. They're worried about the economy. But it's also family. So a lot of it has to do with relationships, with direction. A lot of people call me about health issues. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell them when's it a good time to see a doctor. So it's how I put it out there. I mean, I don't like to scare people. Anybody who scares you is out to con you, you know?
Are you at a point right now where you feel that people are uptight? Do you feel that?
Yes. And I think one thing that people need to do, when you have a panic attack or upset, whether it's suddenly getting a big bill or something, you know, terrible happens or you hear bad news, it's to breathe. And Thomas Jefferson said, when I get angry, I count to 10.
Stay with us, Joseph. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and chat more. We'll take calls next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Joseph Jacobs with us. Joseph, are your clients generally individuals or corporations or a mixture of both?
Well, I've read CEOs who want me to know how the company's going or what are the positive and negative aspects of their employees, that sort of thing. But generally, it's regular people.
Do you ever visit them, or do they visit you? How do you work these days?
I do all of my readings over the phone, even with Los Angeles clients, even with friends in Los Angeles.
Do you do Skype anymore?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it's strictly phone work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying that, you know, about anxiety, that we're experiencing anger. There's a lot of anger. And Thomas Jefferson said when he got angry, he counted to 10. When he got very angry, he counted to 100. and so, you know,
breathe.
Also, you know, breathe. But also, one thing that helps me when I get a little anxious or upset is I tell myself, relax the tummy, relax the tummy, because the tummy is part of the psychic network. You know, we get gut feelings. We get the intuition sometimes is something that happens right out of the stomach. And there are more brain cells supposedly in the stomach than there are, you know, in the brain. So get in touch with your tummy and tell your tummy to cool it. You know?
I had an expert on about a month ago who said that with stress, think of breathing through your feet. Mm-hmm. And it was a weird thing to say, but it was an intriguing possibility that when you're really stressed out, you just think of yourself connected to the planet through your feet, and you just kind of like breathe through, or think you're breathing through. And
You know, I have several books on the day you were born that I look at from time to time. And here's what it says about the president, June 14. Now, this was written in the 40s, before he was born.
In the 40s, okay.
Yeah. June 14, restless and uncertain, have great desire for self-expression, work best on the mental plane, but are more attracted to the dramatic and spectacular, have a tendency to concealment, may lead a double life, not always stable or loyal. Are gifted and inspirational, dislike routine and obscurity, much influenced by their associations. And that really, you know, that does sound like him a lot.
That's very interesting. You know, the Reagans, Nancy Reagan, had a psychic involved in their lives, both in the White House and in their Bel Air house.
Well, and Carol Reiter, I think, the astrologer.
Mm-hmm. And I even think they changed a number on their house or something to match something Nancy wanted.
Well, you know, Reagan went to, it was Carol Reiter. He was a kind of going nowhere in his career. And he said, I just got an offer to do a hosting job in Vegas. Should I go? And the astrologer said, go.
Go.
He went, and he met some people from GE. Next thing you know, he had all sorts of connections to get him into the governorship and ultimately into the presidency.
Well, look at that. That's amazing.
No, he went by it. In fact, you know, Walt Disney checked his clock to the second before he showed the first Donald Duck. He went by astrology also.
That's all strong stuff. When we take calls with listeners next hour, you want their birth, month, date, and year, if I remember?
No, never. Month, day, and age.
The month, day, and age.
So you know, May 13, and I'm 45.
Okay, so you don't need the year.
I don't need the year.
Okay, great.
I'm not a numerologist.
And we have people calling already, folks. I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to have to wait. We're not going to take calls until next hour. But if you want to get your place in line, go ahead, and we'll need your month and day and your age, and Tom will flash that up on my screen for me when we get into these calls. So as you look toward the rest of 2018, with October being the strangest month I felt from just our conversation, up and down. October has always been for me, Joseph, personally, one of my favorite months.
Oh, it's great. It's always been good for me, too.
So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Gosh. Now, when you talk about things, are they things that will be or could be?
Will be.
Can they be changed?
Will be. And, in a sense, I'm looking at God's plan.
I mean, here's an example. If you went up to somebody and said, be careful because between June 29th and August 5th, I see a car accident in your life. And so they're very careful. They might not even drive, and it never happens.
Well, I read the week sometimes, the month, the week, et cetera. And I told this retired police officer to be careful of driving on a particular week. He called me, said, you saved my life.
Wow.
He said, I remembered just just as the other car was coming, and I was able to swerve.
So did you see the accident, or did you see the warning to him?
Just the warning.
Just the warning to him.
Yeah.
But had he not taken heed to the warning,
he could have had a bad crash.
He could have had a bad crash.
Yeah.
Exactly. So these things can be avoided if they take the information and use it the right way.
Well, you can modify it. You know, I mean, I can see a lot of money going out for a particular person. So I kind of tell them, you know, careful of your finances in January because you may have a big payment down the road,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's that kind of thing. And, no, what I see, and this may sound presumptuous, but I can honestly
speak
for each of our souls, you know.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Absolutely. And not for religious reasons, you know, because when I was younger, I heard all these psychologists who took people back hypnotically and suddenly came upon not just something that happened in their birth, but in a former life. And use their scientific method to research what they were told, you know, what they were wearing, how what the money looked like, you know, what the weather, whatever. And yeah, I do believe in reincarnation.
Do you predict sports outcomes?
I don't follow sports, so no.
Okay, well, we can't tap into you for that. I don't know who's going to win the World Series, I guess.
No, I didn't. I don't look at the Oscars either. You know?
I wish we would have known about the Kentucky Derby with you and the Triple Crown. You would have been able to pick our horse.
Interesting. You want to hear what they say about June 4 in this?
That's my birthday.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah. All right, June 4. Clever. Know all
and this, this again, by the way, was done in 1940, right?
This was done in 1940.
Okay.
So it's not just about you, but June 4. Clever, know all the tricks of brain personality to achieve their ends with but little effort. The failures are due to laziness and unwillingness to use what they know. Succeed in selling, buying, with lawyers, stockbrokers, or realtors, so you could be lucky with real estate. Good gamblers, good company, take everything in their stride, and refuse to be downed.
I like that.
I
would not say I'm lazy, but I have in the past tried to do things the easier way.
Or hesitant to do them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's would have, should have type thing.
Right.
Which is... You know, now, when people call next hour, what are you looking for from them? Well, what can they ask you?
Well, just give me
the big three.
Age, just birthday and age, and let's go from there. And I don't like to work as fast as I used to with you. I don't know whether we'll do 20.
I'm gonna push you, Jacobs. Until
no, I'm not gonna do 20 in an hour. But let's see what happens.
I'm not gonna have you do 40 in an hour. If you have 10 people all born on the same day. And they're the same age.
Right.
Are they going to generally get the same type of effect in reading?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because I also go by instinct. So there could be differences. But basically, the lessons are the same. Look, I see the world as one big schoolhouse. And we're here to learn certain lessons. And if we learn those lessons, and if we do the things that are given to us, our talents, our abilities, develop our minds, how we handle people, there's usually more success. Some people are born with a difficult life pattern.
Sure.
Some people are born with a wonderful life pattern and blow it. You know, like an heir who gets millions of dollars and blows it in a year.
Right,
you know,
he dies of a drug overdose or something stupid like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, if I read somebody with the same birthday, one's a truck driver, one's an actor, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The actors, I'm going to tell them you're going to be traveling a lot during this time.
Same with the truck driver.
The truck driver, you're going to be traveling a lot this time.
I love it. Joseph's website, 800cself.com, and that's with the number, 800cself.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. You're going to get a lot of people respond to you over the next day or two for appointments for you. How far in advance do you schedule people?
It depends. Sometimes, you know, after a show, it may be, you know, a couple of weeks, but it depends.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. And, gosh, Joseph, you've been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
How many?
I'm still learning.
Your bio says you've counseled more than 15,000. That's bigger. That number's changed, hasn't it? We should change it on your bio.
Yeah, it's a bit more now.
It's about 25,000.
But I include psychic fairs. I include regular readings. I include radio shows that I've done. You know, all of that. And you know, when I was reading people like 10 an hour with you, I kind of hit the nail on the head with almost everyone. You know?
And how's your health these days? You feeling better?
Yeah, it's great.
Excellent.
Except for one thing. I'm allergic to soy.
Well, there's some people are.
Yeah, and I can't eat all my favorite foods. And all the restaurants seem to use
You should go gluten-free, by the way.
No, I don't have a problem.
That doesn't bother you?
No.
All right.
Just soy.
Interesting. Well.
And a lot of people have that, you know, and they may not even know that it's the soy.
Have you always been, or did you just develop that?
No, I just developed it a couple of years ago, and so no more my favorite foods. I cook very, very simple meals.
What would cause somebody to get it later in life?
I don't know. I used to have a lot of Japanese, Chinese, all the restaurants in my area, all the takeout places use soy oil in their cooking because it's, you know, it's tasteless and cheap.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, my daughter's hunting out restaurants for me, and I just found one that doesn't have used soy.
Yeah, I guess you have to ask them. I mean, what happens? Does your throat swell up, or what happens?
No, I get these almost like boils that are extremely itchy.
Ooh.
And nothing works. I've used all sorts.
What, do they break out all over your face, or what?
Yeah. And, you know, I went to a dermatologist for about six times. Not on my face, on my body. Dermatologist never said, maybe you're allergic to something. You know? So I figured it out.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. We're going to take calls next hour with Joseph Jacobs. Now, folks, every line is taken right now. Everybody's on hold.
I've gotten calls from people who look at my website and they see that I have a list of all the birthdays in seven columns, and there are cards next to each birthday, and they ask me what do they mean, and I can't tell them that, but I can tell you this: if you're a heart person, you have a glow about you, a charisma around you. If you're a club person, you have a brightness about you. If you're a diamond person...
I'm a diamond, right?
Yeah,
King of diamonds, right?
You do have a sparkle that comes out. If you're a spade, you are reflective. In other words, you are almost a mirror to whoever you're dealing with.
Have you ever done tarot cards?
I don't like the tarot deck.
You don't like them, if I recall. No. You never did them, though, did
well,
you?
Well, no. I've looked at them. I kind of studied them for a while, but I never felt comfortable with the tarot deck.
So when people tell you their birth, month, and day, you know what card they are. Like
what
in my case, June 4, I'm a diamond, king of diamonds.
Exactly.
And that never changes?
Never changes.
It is what it is.
That's your God-given birthday, yes.
It is what it is. Well... October is going to be interesting then. I'm going to, and you'll probably be joining us again next January plus, because I'll be on the air that day. New Year's Eve in January run right in the middle of the week, and we'll have live shows on. I've already looked at the calendar, as well as Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm going to be on too, but we'll see how your predictions fare out when we get close to the
October surprises.
And let's hope some of them are good. We need some good news, Joseph.
I know we do.
I mean, people are I sense it here in
I'm
Los
concerned with
Angeles.
NASA right now. They seem to be either spending a lot of money, but I would not go into space before July 28th.
You mean with people?
In the next three or four weeks.
Well, we don't go up with people anyway. You know, we're borrowing the Russians to get up to the International Space Station.
Right, but
we're just flying robotics these days.
Well, they do send up satellites.
Satellites, they do, right.
Stuff like that, yeah.
You're saying that could be a problem?
That could be a problem before July 28th, yeah.
You mean that, like, they could come crashing down or something?
They could lose one, yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, they're never going to stop. Call NASA, but I bet they won't listen.
No, they will.
All right, stay with us, Joseph. We're going to come back in a moment. Joseph Jacobs, and again, visit his website, 800cself.com. He can't do much for you right now because he's on with me. But we're going to take calls when we come back. We'll need your month, day, and age. Give those to Tom, your month, day, and age. And we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.